This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. When you were a child, what did you want to be? Did you have some sort of bold dream that filled your thinking day in and day out? When I grow up, I'm going to be that sort of thing. Were you gifted, perhaps, with an active imagination, and you might have had dreams about being an astronaut or movie actor, world traveller, something like that? Whatever we dreamed of becoming, those early ideas gave us a desire to work hard and to hope for a bright and happy future. Now, often I think those dreams give us the energy we need to realise that goal. Consider the would-be doctor who studies biology when the other kids are playing outside, or the football star, or the pianist, concert pianist, who practice many, many hours when other people are out enjoying themselves. This happened, doesn't it? You might remember some time back the movie Billy Elliot, the young boy who loved to dance, and he overcomes obstacles and the odds. And, of course, his father wasn't very approving of this. And he, Billy Elliot, had this dream. He had a very long road to travel, but what was it? It was his dreams that kept him going. And that movie, it was a great movie, encourages anyone who has a dream to keep reaching for it, to inspire those who stop dreaming. Well, I think that like young Billy Elliot, our lives can be full of obstacles. There are circumstances, there are people that tell us, look, you're being silly. Those dreams are impossible. They're unrealistic, or you can't fulfill them. There are lots of people who'll tell you things like that. And I think the sad thing is that too many people in our society have fallen victim to what we call those negative influences, and they end up believing that they can never attain. I heard of an 87-year-old woman who decided that she wanted a university degree, and there were those who objected, well, look, you're too old for something like that. Well, she realised her dreams, and she accomplished that, and she said to the other students who were much younger than her, look, you've got to have a dream, she said. When you lose your dream, you die. We have so many people walking around who are dead and they don't even know it. That's what she said, 87-year-old wisdom. Well, the ability to dream and to imagine, that's a unique gift. Do you know that there is nothing, no one else that can do that? It's really God's gift to us as people. And if you feel like you've lost that ability to dream, you need to look at God who gives us this. For example, God dreamt. He dreamt about you and I before we were born. And if you don't believe me, have a look at Jeremiah 1:5. It talks about how God created you to be you. There will be never anyone else like you. Psalm 139, verse 13 to 16, you can also read that. So I think that God wants to open your eyes to all this. He knew you before you were born and what he can do in your life. And in fact, there is more that God wants for you that you could ever imagine. And if you have your Bible, there's a really good verse there in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Now, God still dreams, I think, for people. He loves people. He wants the best for them. And in Jeremiah 29:11, it says this, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Now, they're wonderful words, aren't they? That's God speaking. He doesn't want to harm you, but he wants to give you hope and a future. I think that sometimes our world is not kind to those who dream. They think that they're sort of too heavenly minded to be of no earthly good. But there are many Billy Elliots out there who want to achieve great things. And sometimes a family, unfortunately, or circumstances get in the way of their dreams. But let's remember that God is what we could call a master dreamer. For our Heavenly Father, God has an imagination. He's got a creativity that's far greater than my own or yours. And he's still dreaming of what we can become, of the possibilities. Now, of course, he doesn't promise that we're going to have life without difficulties, but God does promise that he plans for you and for me, and that if we align ourselves with him, he will give us a future that has lots of hope and lots of dreams. Thank you, Heavenly Father, today. We know that we can praise you, and as we do that, you give us joy and happiness despite the discouragements that come. Help us to dream big, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.